Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
I'm Sally DeVoe. My book is Three Cups, written by Mark St. Germain. Everyone assumes that everyone else is naturally philanthropic, and that we are all doing our own part to make this world a better place. Not so. There are those of us who have not learned, or were never taught, to be generous with our time, talent, and treasure. This book, Three Cups, written by Mark St. Germain, is an effective and creative way to teach your children, and maybe yourself, about saving, spending, and giving. The giving message in this short $10 book speaks to me. It is powerful and so simple that both young and old will have an important takeaway lesson. Allowance, three cups, three purposes for one's dollars. If only I'd thought of this approach with my own, now grown children, I wouldn't have stressed so obsessively on how to instill that sense of doing what's right. This book talks about spending only what is available, saving for special needs and wants and for the future, and giving to those in need, treating each of these as an equal third in importance. All children can understand the concept and hopefully translate the message into a lifelong commitment to money management. But for my world, the message of giving back is loud and clear here. The book stresses that children be involved in making choices for their philanthropic dollars. What a concept! Something that I see as an early exposure to following your passion in giving. This approach goes a long way toward making giving a part of daily living. I can't say enough good things about this mighty little missive. If all our children were given the simple formula in this book, the world would indeed be a better place. I'm Sally DeVoe for BookSpeak.
I'm Jeremiah Glass from Wheeling, Indiana, and I'm reviewing Small Gods by Terry Pratchett. I've always been convinced that turtles never really move. I think they all have their spots, and when they get bored, the world just moves around them until they get better lighting, a taster clump of grass, and some space from that annoying yippy dog. And besides, if I was in the land of Omnia and said, "The turtle moves," it could very well be the phrase that makes for my undoing. For there's a religious zealot taking charge of Omnia, Vorbis, the head of the Inquisition, who's committed to show that the world is actually round, unlike those heretics of science who proclaim it to be flat and on the back of a giant turtle as it swims through the cosmos. And in Terry Pratchett's Small Gods, Vorbis would do everything in his power to prove his religion right, even if it means killing off his god. What keeps a god alive? Where do they come from? Why do they exist? Brother, a simple monk with perfect memory of every moment of every day, doesn't really care. He just knows they do. Well, at least, that Om does. Om, the all-powerful. Om, the all-knowing. Om, the all-present. Om, who decided to casually stroll down to Earth for some leisurely smiting and found himself trapped in the shape of a turtle. What do you do with that? You expect to be a massive bull with flashing hooves and horns capable of disemboweling the most stolid atheist, and instead, you're a critter that everyone's trying to turn into soup. A bit of a blow to the ego, I'd say. And gods have a way of being whiny when they're forgotten, when people believe in the structure of religion instead of its soul. So what do? They find that one person, possibly the last person, that believes in them, and they follow them wherever they may go. And so Om the Tortoise goes on a quest with Brother the Gardener, a quest ordered by Vorbis with a secret intent of destroying the nation of Ephebi, their many gods, and their notion of, science. Great perils await Brother and Om as they cross deserts and seas and cities fraught with forgotten gods, rebels intent on overthrowing the church, or at least closing their torture pits, and the occasional shrieking philosopher. And while Brother can only die, if he does, or begins to doubt his faith, Om will be confined to the nether hells of non-existence with only the company of the memories of what he once was. Satire, moments of poignancy, and immortal penguins are all writ upon the pages of Terry Pratchett's novel Small Gods. They wait to be read, they wait for you to explore, and a certain turtle inside waits for you to move. I'm Jeremiah Glass for BookSpeak.
You too can review a book on the air. Just visit bsu.edu/IPR for details. Support for BookSpeak is provided by Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.